You're listening to Up North News with Pat Kreitlow.
Well, I can see this is going to be the revenge of the producer today when I happen to mention that, you know, I have a soft spot for Yacht Rock. He's now going to grab the absolute schlockiest of the schlock and play that for us. So thank you, Luke. Appreciate that very much.
You ask, I'm delivering. I'm delivering.
Sure. Yep. No disagreement. I did not, you know, say play the good Yacht Rock. I left it wide open. So
I'm a novice here. I don't know what the good or the bad Yacht Rock is. So yeah, without direction, I'm sorry. I'm at the behest of YouTube telling me what Yacht Rock is.
All right, making a note. We're going to do the Yacht Rock game. And we're going to do some rankings, and we're going to invite everybody else to submit what they think are the best and worst examples of Yacht Rock. And so to do that, send us an email. Goes to radio@upnorthnewswi.com or give us a call, 715-388-7155. It's not often that you hear a United States senator praise a confessed criminal, even one that hasn't been charged yet, but publicly confessed to and bragged about their crimes. But that's what we have in Senator Ron Johnson, based on a recent appearance and as reported by WISN TV Channel 12 out of Milwaukee, reporting that Senator Ron Johnson praised the man who fraudulently requested absentee ballots in the names of several people, including Assembly Speaker Robin Voss. Ron Johnson said of Harry Waite, quote, "He was a white hat hacker." You have some more sound, Luke, on what else Ron Johnson had to say about Harry Waite.
Well, he's a white hat hacker. He totally admitted he was trying to show a vulnerability. There was no malign intent to what he did. I appreciate what he did.
But he committed a felony, didn't he, under the law?
I certainly wouldn't prosecute whatever he did. I appreciate what he did. I think he did the public service showing a vulnerability that obviously WEC isn't concerned about.
I think that's a complete and total abdication of the role of a U.S. senator. This man, according to his own confession, broke the law, did so intentionally under the guise of some sort of weird attack on our absentee voting system, which, if you don't break the law, works very well.
That was Ann Jacobs from the Wisconsin Elections Commission responding on Channel 12 to what Ron Johnson had to say. Johnson said in that clip, there was no malign intent to what he did. Yes, there was. This entire charade, this entire circus is about malign intent to undermine Wisconsin elections, which work unless you cheat. You're not proving voter fraud, especially on any widespread basis, by committing voter fraud as an individual. That simply says you know how to commit a crime and get through a system that otherwise works. And as Ann Jacobs said, there are plenty of checks and balances in the system where Harry Waite would have been found and where the system works. So for a U.S. senator to praise this would normally be a shocking thing, but these are not normal times, and Ron Johnson is not a normal senator. Ron Johnson was minutes away from being a willing participant in an attempted coup. If Vice President Mike Pence had decided to go along with Donald Trump's scheme to delay or even overturn the election, it would have happened with Ron Johnson delivering a fraudulent ballot from a fake slate of Wisconsin electors. And the plan was that Mike Pence was going to take that ballot from Johnson, and as he counted the votes, was going to declare that these are the actual electoral votes from the state of Wisconsin, not the ones that were certified in a free and fair election that had been subject to recounts and audits and many court cases. had Mike Pence decided to go along with this, there would have been even more chaos on January 6th. There would have been more bloodshed. There would have been more deaths. And as we've now learned from the January 6th committee, Donald Trump was angrily trying to get his security detail to take him to the Capitol. He had this amazing fantasy that he was going to be able to appear at the U.S. Capitol after Mike Pence, you know, had declared him the winner and assume control. That anybody would go along with something like that, whatever your party, should be something shocking. Obviously, think if, you know, Hillary Clinton had tried to do something like that, or, you know, Barack Obama, or, you know, Richard Nixon back in the day. It is unimaginable. And yet Donald Trump has made the unimaginable, not just imaginable, but very nearly real. And to have senators like Ron Johnson and congressmen like Tom Tiffany and Scott Fitzgerald as willing accomplices in this simply shows why it's not a big surprise that Senator Johnson is praising somebody who committed a felony, admits it, but is looking for friendly treatment from the Trumpers out there, like the Racine County Sheriff, Christopher Schmalling, who was not going to investigate and in fact praised him as well. It is Sheriff Schmalling who talked about, you know, the crimes being committed by the Wisconsin Elections Commission. What was their crime? Their crime was trying to make it easier for people in nursing homes to vote during a pandemic. But Schmalling, being completely in line with the Trump mindset, wanted to attack that rather than, in this case, the very actual fraud that's being committed. Now, Ron Johnson acting this way has not gone unnoticed, obviously. And earlier, I alluded to a new poll, brand new, from Public Policy Polling, released on Tuesday. The statistics here say 546 Wisconsin voters were surveyed just a few days ago, the margin of error of 4.2%. And I'm going to scroll down to make sure I'm correct when I say this. Yeah, as it turns out, in this particular survey group, 46% said they voted for Donald Trump in 2020, and 46% said they voted for Joe Biden. So this is a group equally split between Trump and Biden voters. So keep that in mind when you hear some of the answers to these questions. Senator Ron Johnson goes one question, played an active role in former President Trump's scheme to overturn the election, and is now calling for Wisconsin Republicans to consolidate power over election administration in the state. These are true statements. Does hearing this give you very serious concerns, somewhat serious concerns, or no real concerns? As you might expect in a poll of the Wisconsin population in general, 42% have no real concerns, because that's the Republican base right there. It's about 42%. You know, you have 42 to 45% of Wisconsinites are in the Republican base, 42 to 45% are in the Democratic base, and then the rest are independents and people who don't want to say where they are. So it's not a big surprise that 42% have no real concerns, but 55% have very serious or somewhat serious concerns. And in a close state like Wisconsin, you know, that makes all the difference. And throughout the questions in this poll, by and large, the Trump or Republican position is in that low 40s range. Now, I'm not saying that that necessarily projects what's going to happen come November. However, it is very indicative that the Wisconsin population is concerned about what happened on January 6th. The survey shows that they do have support for what the January 6th committee is looking into. When they were asked what they thought, when Trump's lawyers and his own attorney general told him there was no widespread voter fraud, but they decided to claim voter fraud anyway, You're now up to 68% of those surveyed saying they have real concerns about that. So thankfully, We still have 68% of the Wisconsin population not a big fan of lying. They want to win elections fairly. So then the question was asked, taking it to its Wisconsin extension for November, for candidates for office who downplay the events of January 6th or oppose the committee investigating it, does that make you less likely or more likely to vote for the candidate, or does it not make a difference? Now the number is 20% say that if a candidate downplays the events of January 6th, 20% says it actually makes them more likely to support the candidate. So, I mean, that is the Trump base right there. You have 25% that say it wouldn't make a difference, but you have nearly half, 47% of voters say it would make them less likely to support a candidate if they tried to downplay the events of January 6th. Exhibit A for that would be Congressman Tom Tiffany, who recently called the January 6th committee a sideshow, and who this week co-signed a letter seeking to have the confidential FBI informants outed, leaked, made public, even as the investigation into Donald Trump for violating the Espionage Act is still going on. So the poll shows you that while there is still a Trump base out there, there are also a growing number of Republicans who have concerns and who may not tolerate this come November. They may decide that they have seen enough. They either need to take a break from voting, at least for Trump allies, or voting for Republicans. Maybe they'll vote for Democrats. Maybe they'll stay home. Not sure. But count among those who have clearly seen Donald Trump for what he is former Republican Congressman Reid Ribble. He spoke at a news conference Tuesday on behalf of the Defend Democracy Project, which released that poll. And he said what has been, you know, revealed in the January 6th committee. Donald Trump knew he was going to lose. He was likely to lose. He lost the popular vote last time around, and he was, you know, fooling fewer people, you know, this time. And so as a result, as we know, months before the election, he started talking about it being rigged. And Reid Ribble said as much at the news conference yesterday.
In May 2020, he began to talk about how he felt the election was going to be rigged. Now, clearly, he was seeing polling results that showed that he was in trouble and his reelection was in trouble, and for a whole bunch of reasons. But without regard to that, he was aware that he was not likely to win. The American people had gotten tired of the chaos of the Trump presidency. His likability was really low when you compared it to other presidents. And so his campaign was in trouble. So he began to talk about mail-in ballots. He began to talk about fraudulent ballots. He began to talk about the election being rigged. And, you know, my father had a statement that he always told me when I was running my roofing company. He said, you know, just remember, it's always easier to scam somebody than to convince somebody that they've been scammed. And Trump knew this principle that if you kept pounding this, there would be a construct of voters that if he lost would say, yeah, the election had to be rigged.
And so there is. There is still a group out there that believes the election was rigged despite zero evidence. You can hint at it all day long. That's just being hidden. It hasn't come out yet because it's not there. Ribble went on to say that the January 6th committee has presented a credible case in how laws were broken, how participants in the conspiracy to overturn the election need to be held accountable, and how the episode demonstrates the need for all Americans to protect democracy. Ribble said he had concerns about the committee being too partisan, but then, as he noted, quote, virtually all of the witnesses so far have been Republican, so in fact, it has been partisan on the Republican side, as those who do see Donald Trump for what he is and see the conspiracy for how serious it was are speaking up. They don't always win, but they will in the end. I'm Pat Kreitlow. This is Up North News. We'll be back to wrap up this hour in a moment.